From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, February 6th. The man accused of burning down Bidwell Mansion changed his plea from not guilty to no contest yesterday. The charges could carry up to 11 years in prison, but NSPR's Ken Duvall reports it could have been even longer if he committed the crime 1 week later.
30-year-old Kevin Alexander Carlson had previously pleaded not guilty to arson charges in January. That changed yesterday when he entered a no-contest plea during what was supposed to be a routine hearing about scheduling. Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey says Carlson could serve a maximum of 11 years, but that could have been much longer under a recently passed state proposition.
If he had committed it 1 week later when Prop 36 was in effect, he'd be looking at an additional about 14 years.
Ramsey says that proposition allows prosecutors to add additional years for major losses. He estimates the Bidwell Mansion would cost more than $35 million to replace. He says the large amount of evidence in the case is likely why Carlson changed his plea. No contest is not an admission of guilt, but it does carry the same legal effects as a guilty plea.
Technically, it comes from the Latin, nolo contendere, which means that I'm not going to contest the matter. I agree that the people can prove this case beyond a reasonable doubt, and I don't want to say anything more.
The sentencing hearing will take place on March 5th. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And a recovery plan is out for the Bidwell Mansion. At the city council meeting this week, State Parks said there will be three phases. Phase one could take up to a year and includes initial recovery efforts such as cleanup and item recovery and adding more site security. Phase two and three will focus on planning the recovered site. Butte County's district attorney has barred State Parks from entering the crime scene until February 15th. The State Parks Department says the recovery plan has full support from the Mechoopda tribe. In other news, protesters took to state capitals across the country yesterday in opposition of the Trump administration. NSPR's Ava Norgrove reports there was also a demonstration in Chico in solidarity with the national movement.
Students, faculty, and members of the public gathered on Chico State's campus Wednesday to protest mass deportation efforts from the Trump administration. For many attendees, the protest was personal.
I came here to support my friends, my brothers, my sisters, who are facing a very difficult time right now.
Soyed Estrada says she joined the protest to stand up for her community and to celebrate the contributions of immigrants in America.
We provide a lot for this economy, we provide a lot for this country, so it's kind of heartbreaking to see you pour all this hard work and your soul into this place that you call home and then expect it to be thrown out like nothing.
Other protesters say they hope the protests are a wake-up call for residents across the country. Sel, who did not feel comfortable providing their last name, says they want people to realize the importance and the impact immigrants have on American culture.
They're surrounded by immigrants, and they come from immigrants. And everything in America was built by immigrants.
These nationwide protests come amid sweeping anti-immigrant policies enacted by the Trump administration. These include an attempt to end birthright citizenship, enacting mass deportations, and legalizing ICE raids in previous safe locations, including churches, schools, and hospitals. In Chico, I'm Ava Norgrove.
Also, another winter storm is about to hit the North State, and it could bring feet of snow to the Sierra. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning beginning today until Friday at noon. Eastern Shasta County, the west slope of the northern Sierra Nevada, and western Plumas County are expected to see snow and 50-mile-an-hour winds. The most snow is expected to fall this evening into Friday morning. Total snowfall could be up to 18 inches, and up to 3 feet is expected on mountain peaks. Residents should prepare for road closures and extremely low visibility during the storm. And finally, the 2025 flu season has hit harder than previous years in California. The most recent data from the state's Department of Public Health says about 26% of tests for influenza came back positive last week. It's the highest number of influenza cases in the past 5 years since the COVID-19 pandemic began, and nearly double the flu rates from this time last year. Health officials say flu vaccine rates are low and positive cases are expected to increase. And those were your headlines for Thursday, February 6th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you could head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.